So again, welcome to Angel Wing. Continuing on the key integrative care concepts, thinking outside the box. So what does that mean? You kind of have an idea about what we're talking when you say integrated. That means currently, if you look at the society we are looking at, in the traditional model, or just looking at the society in general, because most of the people do go to their doctors for treatment and management and everything. And we are not, even though there's a lot of innovations and technology and new surgeries, new treatments and everything, we think the population is sicker than ever before. And when I say sicker than ever before, I meant with chronic diseases. I'm not talking in general. Yes, if somebody has a heart attack, they don't die. They get the cardiac bypass and they live longer. Or if somebody has, you know, cancer, for certain cancers, they have some good treatments with buys them, few more years to live, and tremendous improvement in certain decreasing complication of some surgeries and everything. But so there is technological advances, but what we are talking in this context is how the chronic diseases have doubled, and not doubled and maybe multiplied, and more than anything else, it's we are seeing new conditions we had never seen before. So when we say thinking outside the box, so that is why I believe there is no one answer in any one modality for any particular person. Now, if it's simple things and you are able to take care of it, then it's fine. The patient gets better. It's wonderful. But if the patient is not getting better with all the treatments we provide, all the tests we do and investigations, it's not good enough to say that it's in the mind and we can't do anything about it. Yes, partly the mind-body connection is important, but that's not it. We have to keep looking for solutions from other areas. And why that's important is it's almost like giving up on life. It doesn't allow the person, you're not giving hope to the person, and the person, when I say person, I mean the patient, and they don't, and their lives are not really engaging. They're not, they don't have a zest for life. They don't have the enthusiasm for life because they feel sick and they don't feel well. So I think it's our responsibility definitely to look outside the box, and if you have to learn some other modalities, even if you're not practicing them, encourage them to seek help otherwise and say, I think you should be your own advocate, because I think we should really help people and support people and encourage people to become their own absolutely, their own advocates, to go exploring till they figure out what actually works for them. So that would create a new and a healthy population for the future.
So there's a statement about being creative. Could you elaborate on that? What do you mean by creativity in relation to integrated care?
So creativity is, again, mind power. So when we talk about mind power, we give a sense to the person that there is, because most of them get depressed when we can't find answers to their health solutions. So I think when we try and even look for it and even can get them some relief by integrating all other modalities, people tend to look more inside and concentrate on their abilities, which makes them bring out their creative power. And they would be able to now do things which they haven't done before. And to encourage them to say that, providing hope and saying we're going to try everything possible, anything possible, till they start feeling better. A lot of times it's enough assurance for people to just even say that, because otherwise, it's almost closing doors and saying, oh, that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. So even that assurance brings a sense of wellness, in the people, to say that I'm going to be well again. Even that thought is a positive thought. So that helps with them.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Chit.